أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ يمكر بك الذين كفروا ليثبتوك أو يقتلوك أو يخرجوك ويمكرون ويمكر الله والله خير الماكرين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 30 of Surah Al-Anfal. A large portion of the surah that we discussed was with regards to the battle of Badr, before and after the battle, and various aspects with regards to during the battle. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this ayah, in the ayah moving forward, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about Allah's nusrat and Allah's help upon our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even prior to the hijrah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all understood the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he had begun this message of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the people of Makkah had opposed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were persecuted. They went through all types of torment, etc. And now the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began to spread in Makkah Mukarrama during the last years of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam would go to the plains of Mina and he would invite the people from outside towards this beautiful deen. Then it was the people of Madinah Tayyibah that began to accept Iman and Islam, and the hukam of Allah ta'ala had come, and slowly Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had begun to make hijrah towards Madinah Tayyibah. Now this became a huge dilemma for the Quraysh of Makkah, that they had first thought that this deen of Islam, this message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be contained only in Makkah. But now they realize that people from out of Makkah have accepted this Islam, and Islam is going to spread. So what would they do to stop the spread of Islam? They had decided to convene a huge meeting in the meeting place which was known as Darul Nadwa. And over there they were going to make a decisive decision what to do with regards to, number one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and number two, to stem the tide of the growth of Islam. So when they had decided to have this meeting, all the leaders of Makkah were called upon, whether it was Abu Jahl or Utbah or Shaybah or Nadr bin Harith, Abu Sufyan, all of them were called to this meeting. An old man also decided to come to this meeting. When he had come to the door, obviously the door was being checked. There was a doorkeeper, and he asked this old man, "Where are you from?" The old man replied, "I am from Najd." So he asked this old man, "Why have you come here?" The old man responded that, "I have come because I have heard of this meeting, and I have a very common interest with regards to the agenda of this meeting." And that old man happened to be Shaitan in himself. He was allowed entry. The Quraysh began to discuss what should they do with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first opinion was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be put under house arrest. He should be detained in his own home, but not just left like that, but he should be chained. And in this way, the provision of food and other basic needs will cause slowly but surely his death, and then his death will be the death of Islam. This old man, Shaitan, he objected to this, and he said that, "You people know that his followers are ardent followers. They are people that will sacrifice their lives for him, and you are going to create bloodshed in Makkah, such bloodshed that you will never be able to oppose. So that is not a good idea." The second was that to banish Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarrama, to make him leave Makkah, exit Makkah Mukarrama, and let him go to wherever he wants to, and the issue in Makkah will be solved. But again, this old man, Shaitan, began to object to that, that wherever he goes, and this is what Shaitan's ploy, that wherever he goes, he is going to speak in the beautiful way he speaks, and people are going to take to him, and in that way, his religion will continue to flourish. So that is not a good idea. Then, of course, the third opinion, and that was the opinion of Abu Jahl, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be assassinated, he should be killed. However, if one single person is tasked to kill and assassinate Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is going to be this hue and cry from the Bani Abd Munaf, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are going to retaliate, and there is going to be this penal law of retaliation and all of that that will happen in Makkah. The way out of that would be to get one person from each of the different tribes of Makkah, all of them, to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at one and the same time, and then there would be no issue of retaliation. However, there will be the issue of blood money, and the tribes together can put up together the blood money and pay the Bani Abd Munaf, the family of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This old man, Shaitan, he immediately said that that is the way to go. In other words, assassination of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the discussions had come to an end. This was their final decision. They got hold of the people that they would have thought that would could do the task of the assassination of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the other hand, what they had forgotten, that this was Sahib Wahi. This was that person upon whom Wahi would be revealed. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed the entire scenario of that entire meeting that had taken place. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had commanded Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that you would leave Makkah tonight and you would continue your journey towards Medina Tayyibah. In other words, make the hijrah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was placed by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the bed of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These youngsters, thirsty for the blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hungry for his life, surround the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was that without any fear, walk out, take sand, throw it towards them and continue walking. And again, this very great mu'jiza, this very great supernatural feat that had taken place, that they had become blinded. Their minds also became boggled. They could not understand what was happening. They could not see what was happening. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam then begins the journey of the hijrah towards Medina Tayyibah. A person comes and asks these people, why are you surrounding this house? What has happened to you? They say, we are in pursuit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The person said two things. One is, go and check, he is not here. Number two, feel your bodies and feel the sand on your bodies. When they go in, they see it was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the house of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they felt their bodies, their hair, their hands, all of it was messed with the soil that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had thrown. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference here. And Allah ta'ala says, وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقُتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ. And that time also is worthy of remembering, not only for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only for Sahaba, for each one of us, that we should remember these incidents in the life of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how the nusrat of Allah Ta'ala had come down when those who had disbelieved had plotted against you. Number one, liyuthbituk, to confine you, to detain you in your own home, or yaqutuluk, or they had plotted to kill you, O yukhrijuk, or to banish you and remove you from the lands of Makkah. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ. They plot and they plan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also plans. This is in the very present tense, in the future tense, that this planning of theirs will continue. The plan of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will also continue. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the best of planners. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.